Days before leaving office, President Joe Biden declares the Equal Rights Amendment the law of the land.
I want to praise President Biden for doing the right thing and recognizing that the Equal Rights Amendment is already the law of the land.
But there are multiple legal arguments against the legislation. The Senate blocked it in 2023, and others say the deadline had passed before the final state ratified it.
I think we will see some legal battles over this.
Today is Friday, January 17th, and this is The Issue from VOA.
I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. U.S. President Joe Biden called the Equal Rights Amendment, quote, the law of the land on Friday, backing an effort to enshrine the change into the U.S. Constitution more than a century after it was first proposed.
Now, it's unclear what practical impact Biden's comments might have. We get more on this now from Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder.
Biden says, in keeping with my oath and duty to the Constitution and country, I affirm what I believe and what three-fourths of the states have ratified. The 28th Amendment is the law of the land, guaranteeing all Americans equal rights and protections under the law, regardless of their sex. The National Archives said previously that the Equal Rights Amendment cannot be certified because it wasn't ratified before a deadline set by Congress. And on Friday, it reiterated that position, saying the underlying legal and procedural issues have not changed. Presidents do not have any role in the amendment process, but activists gathered outside the National Archives to celebrate Biden's statement, with the ERA Coalition and the Young Feminist Party telling the archives to do its job. Donna Warder, Washington.
The amendment's supporters say it's needed to protect against sex discrimination and would help achieve equal pay, while opponents argue that the original timetable to have it become part of the Constitution has already passed and that the amendment is no longer needed.
I got to tell you, Lori, to be honest, I thought this amendment was dead. I was surprised when I read the story that there are people that still think it's possible to make it part of the U.S. Constitution.
I honestly thought the Equal Rights Amendment was already in the Constitution.
I know, right? One of my earliest memories of political sort of awareness was the fight for the Equal Rights Amendment. That's how long it's gone on in modern times. And it was first proposed, like, what, more than 100 years ago.
Well, let's get more on this part of the story. Joining us is someone who does believe the amendment is law, Congresswoman Teresa Ledger Fernandez, chair of the Democratic Congressional Women's Caucus.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Of course. It's wonderful to be here to speak about this historic statement made today by President Biden.
So tell us what it really does mean, since the archives have said, you know, they're still not going to publish the amendment.
I think that President Biden's statement regarding the Equal Rights Amendment is essential. We need to go back in history and recognize that the Constitution was designed to be amended. And the Founding Fathers did not put a deadline on equality. They did not put a deadline on amendments. They stated that amendments to the Constitution would be effective upon ratification. I am very grateful to my colleague, Representative Jennifer McClellan. She led the effort to have Virginia ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. And today, President Biden signaled that it was the law of the land. We know that past presidents have declared amendments to be the law of the land, including President Adams. And so I think that this is consistent with precedent over the years of declaring ratified amendments to be the law of the land. And that's what President Biden did today.
And so those past presidents who declared that they were ratified and the law of the land, were they upheld or was it something more symbolic? Obviously, this is it's interesting that this is an amendment that didn't get ratified, equal rights for women, and obviously something women care about. And obviously, he felt it was important enough to do before leaving office. But I would
argue with the statement that it didn't get ratified. The states did ratify it. They took a long time, which is, in my mind, sad that the states would not recognize immediately that declaring that women are equal to men should be a no-brainer, right? It should be something that everybody agrees on. But there was eventually ratification by the required number of states. And we need to simply get it enshrined in the Constitution. I think the American Bar Association and other legal scholars have noted that the archivist has a ministerial duty. It is not her role to determine whether the amendment was ratified in time, and the Constitution doesn't have that. I think we will see some legal battles over this, but it is really not just symbolic, but important what President Biden did today. I would hope that President-elect Trump would also recognize that women are equal in the Constitution. It is an important concept for everybody to acknowledge.
Well, what about those past presidents, and how is it that the National Archives can refuse to acknowledge, as you said?
Well, we have the American Bar Association of many legal scholars stating that she does not have that authority, and so I think that we look forward to her changing her mind. We are likely going to see some legal wrangling over this, but the president's declaration that it is the law of the land will be very important as we move forward to get this universally recognized.
What is the next step?
I would think that the next step is that it get enrolled, right, by the archivist. But her role is simply to inform the states. The archivist decision is not set out as this is what makes it valid. The Constitution is fairly simple, right? It says that the Constitution may be amended by vote of the states. That happened. And I think that that's really wonderful. Think about it. Who can argue that women are not equal under the Constitution? Most other constitutions have such provisions because it is such an elemental concept. And we need to make sure that that is carried out throughout the United States of America.
But there was language in the original amendment, wasn't there, in the congressional order, 7 years, and they went past the 7 years without the 38 states, and then a later Congress voted to take that 7-year time limit off. But I think that's their point.
Well, I think we go back then to the Constitution and the fact that it did not grant Congress the ability to limit the amendment process. And that's where I would stand, is that the Constitution placed that in the role of the states. Once the Congress acted to move the amendment forward, then it was up to the states to take their action, which they did eventually.
Do you think there's a court fight?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, do you think there's a court fight ahead?
As I pointed out, I think there are a lot of legal battles ahead, but I do think that President Biden's statement is an important part of recognizing that the Equal Rights Amendment has been ratified. should be printed out in the Constitution that I carry with me in my purse and in my briefcase. I want it to be able to show it up and show it's there. And we're going to probably have lots of court battles and legal battles to get it there. But the President Biden statement is an important step as we enter into those court battles and legal wrangling.
Right. The archivist said Congress or the courts must change the deadline to consider the amendment as certified. So I guess that would also mean maybe Congress could take this up and it wouldn't have to go through all that.
I think Congress could clarify. The way I would view it is that Congress could clarify that that is not a limit. That is a limitation that should be eliminated. But once again, I don't think that Congress had the right to limit
in the first place.
Right. It just it would be interesting to see Congress debate on why there shouldn't be equal rights for women.
Yeah,
that would be an interesting debate.
Ask everybody. It's like, why do you believe women should not have equal rights? That's when it gets taken up in Congress, that is the question. Why should we have a male and female host right now? Why should the male host be able to say I have rights, but my female host does not have the equal rights?
Answer that question. No, just kidding.
Every man should answer that question. That look to your right or look to your left, and do you next to you should not have equal rights. It's a question we should all ask each other, and we should ask people answer it. I mean, do you think women should have equal rights?
Well, of course, that is the crux of the debate all these years, isn't it? Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Congresswoman Teresa Ledger Fernandez, chair of the Democratic Congressional Women's Caucus.
So, you know, Lori, the archivist, Colleen Shogan, and her deputy, William Bosanko, who are responsible for certifying and publishing new amendments once they meet the required ratification threshold, say neither they or President Biden can act without Congress or the courts lifting the deadline. They said in 2020 and then again in 2022, this is complicated, so, you know, try to follow. It's a lot of word salad. The Office of Legal Counsel of the U.S. Department of Justice affirmed that the ratification deadline established by Congress for the ERA is valid and enforceable. OLC concluded that extending or removing the deadline requires new action by the Congress or the courts. Court decisions at both the district and circuit levels have reaffirmed that the ratification deadlines established by Congress for the ERA are valid.
All right. Well, the bottom line seems to be that Biden's statement as he prepares to leave office was primarily symbolic.
That's what it seems like. I think this is going to court, as you heard her say.
You've been listening to The Issue from the Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone here at VOA, thank you so much for spending this time with us.
You can follow The Issue on Facebook, Blue Sky, or X at VOA The Issue. And for news 24 hours a day, check out our website at voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. We'll talk to you soon.